This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For years, Amnesty International had an impeccable reputation for being scrupulously impartial in its human rights research. Those days may be decidedly finished if its recent report, My Body, My Rights, is any indication of its current standards. The pro-life campaign says Amnesty's report is not only a collaboration of what it called reckless and irresponsible abortion advocates, but when it came to Ireland's abortion laws, Amnesty's report was selective and skewed in pushing a pro-choice agenda. The pro-life campaign says the legendary human rights organization, which once commanded the respect of its most totalitarian opponents, is now merely a campaigning group on one side of the abortion issue. A trial has been scheduled for next March against three abortion practitioners from a London Marie Stopes clinic. The three are charged with gross negligence in the manslaughter death of an Irish woman in 2012. A prosecutor told magistrates that none of the woman's serious symptoms were properly dealt with. Marie Stopes is the British equivalent of Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. The Houston Independent School District is returning abortion websites to student access. It had blocked student access to websites promoting abortion, but has now capitulated to intense pressure. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.